Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hey, you already know what's up. What's that, another home run? But you know the job ain't done till we hold that trophy up.
What's up, everybody? Welcome, episode 578 of the Talking Friars podcast and YouTube show. Ben Fadden here with Mark Bartlett, a Padres blogger on Instagram. He's also on Twitter as well. Huge, huge fan base that he has on social media. Day before opening day, so there's a lot to talk about. We're super excited. We're, what, a little more than 24 hours before first pitch tomorrow at a little after 1 o'clock, Padres-Giants. Opening day 2.0, obviously the first one, was in South Korea, and Mark was there in Seoul. And so I wanted to get his thoughts right out of the gate here on those two games in Seoul, just that experience. It looked super fun. Just what was that experience like for you?
Yeah, first and foremost, thanks for having me, Ben. Appreciate
you,
man.
Yeah.
Love the work that you do. But yeah, it was an amazing experience, right? Something I couldn't pass up. Went with my family. And I've been to Korea before, but it was when I was a child, right? So experiencing that as an adult is completely different. So, you know, me, I love to, it's more than just Padres baseball. It's baseball history, right? Professional baseball, Major League Baseball has never set foot in Korea. So it's definitely, I had to be there, and just being there, the culture is completely different. It's amazing. I love it. You know, it's like when you come back stateside, you're like, man, you take things for granted. I mean, we're walking around the streets of South Korea and it's completely different. It's clean. It's immaculate. And there's no trash cans. There's no trash cans. It's weird, right? No trash cans, but yet it's clean. Because folks find a way to put their trash in a trash can. They're not going to leave it on the ground. There's this respect, right? There's space, the subways are clean. And just the food, the vibes, everything, everyone wakes up late. There's no coffee shops open up at 7. Everything's starting at 11 a.m. And folks are up late. But Korea loves baseball. They love baseball. It's a baseball country. And just seeing their fans, how enthusiastic they are during a baseball game and before. And they don't leave. They stay all the way through till the end. And the chants during the game, the cheerleaders, and just the respect, right? You know, Americans, you know, we love the friendly banter. We're yelling. At times, I felt like I was being a little too much, right? But even for Koreans, seeing how American fans interact during a baseball game was amazing as well. because they actually love, like, they let's go, right? Uh-huh. Being loud and going for your team. And they started catching on, which I was observing, because that's one of the big things I love doing is seeing how fans interact during a baseball game in various regions of the world. And just being there. And the Friar faithful was actually deep. There were a lot of Padre fans. So the ticket situation we know was screwed up, right? For Padre fans, home base. And to be honest with you, I didn't even have tickets going there. I didn't get called. Me and my brother didn't get called for, you know, the membership, the uh-huh. lottery system. But we already had this trip planned. This is not a trip you book like a week before, right? This is a trip that you book months in advance because it's a lot of dough. So, you know, we were going to go regardless. When there's a will, there's a way, right? And we got there, and the first exhibition game, we just said, let's just show up. And we just started talking to folks around the stadium, and we found this awesome security guy. He looked on the site for the exhibition game. There were actually tickets still left, right? But you couldn't purchase tickets if you didn't have a Korean credit card. So we got all the way through. We got to the cart. We're like, yes, we're going to go. And the next thing you know, you cannot purchase these tickets when we're going through checkout. So I found some representatives that were there. And I said, hey, you want my money? I'm going to give you money. You need money, right? You have tickets available, Padres fan. And they were gracious enough to allow us to buy tickets there. So we attended that game. And I'm actually glad that I attended that game, because that's the game where you had merch, where it was available to, it was in an abundance, right? Because during the regular season games, they were all gone by that time, even by game one against the Dodgers. So I was able to get the pins. I was able to get, you know, the balls, the memorabilia, everything during those exhibition games, a program. But just being there during the exhibition game, I was just truly grateful. I wasn't even expecting to go to a regular season game. So that itself already made the trip, you know, worthwhile. And so after that, the next game, I was like, let's experience the regular season game against the Dodgers, game one. Let's experience the game at a bar in Korea, right, filled with Padre fans. And I'm going to tell you what, it was Padre fans everywhere. There were a couple Dodger fans, but it was a bar on the first floor and a bar on the second floor, two different bars filled with Friar faithful, which was pretty awesome. Folks that are stateside, folks from Japan, Korea. I met a lot of Japanese Padre fans that were out there, which was pretty cool. And Korea fans, they love them some Ha-Seon Kim. Even if they were Dodger fans as Koreans, every time Ha-Seon Kim came up to bat, it was a standing ovation. They were cheering for him. They love him. They love them some homegrown players. So that experience at the bar was awesome. We didn't get the win. So the next day, game two, one of my friends actually ran into someone during game one that was holding tickets outside that said, hey, I have tickets, Padre fans. So they had a pair. They sold the other ticket for $1,000. $1,000. I got mine face value for $150. They were nice enough, like, you know what, you're a diehard. $150, got into the ballpark. Oh man, I was in heaven, but I only got one ticket. So my wife, she's like, you know, you go, this is what we're here for. She allowed me, I wasn't gonna go. I was like, I'm not going if you're not going, my brother's not going. But they were like, no, you gotta go. So got there, and man, the Padre players were just awesome. They were throwing balls left and right. Got one from Ruben Niebla, a couple from Adrian Mahone. And you know that guy, Zach Campbell, Yep. I stole a ball from him. Adrian was trying to throw a ball out. I saw him going for a ball. I was like, I'm not going to let this guy take the ball. So I got the ball, and right in front, there's this Japanese Padre fan right next to me, and I gave it to him. And I told Zach, you can't steal balls from me, man. I'm a ball hawk. I'm a big dude. So that was pretty cool. So I got three balls during that game. And then actually with the coolest part about that game is they allowed me to sit right behind home plate. And I was in the area where Trevor Hoffman was, AJ Preller, a lot of the Padres front office. And I was there through the pregame ceremonies to the first inning, just, you know, just showing Padre fans what it's like during pregame ceremonies, the introduction, the K-pop performances, everything. And from there, I went to my seat after a couple innings, and I went up top. That's where like the allocation of MLB seats were for Padre fans. So Padre fans just all around. There was a small section for Dodger fans on the other side, but there were actually a lot of Padre fans that were there. So just going to that game, it was like up and down, right? The score, you're like, oh man, we got this. Then you're like, oh my gosh, the Dodgers are coming back. You had that feeling, right? As a Padres fan, you're just like, something's going to happen against the Dodgers. And then when Manny Machado hit that home run in the ninth inning, man, I went back down to the lower level. I went crazy. My phone was at 5% and I had to save the battery life because I had to get a taxi back home. And I wish I could have recorded it, but I went, oh man, it was just awesome. The sound of the bat there in person was just an amazing experience. So all in all, the trip to Korea was amazing. I hope they do it again. Baseball belongs in Korea. Major League Baseball, they need to be doing it on a yearly basis or every other year. I think next year they're doing it in Japan with the Dodgers and Cubs. But yeah, man, just it was a great experience. And I encourage Padre fans, hey, don't spend that cup of coffee. You're going to spend $5 on coffee. Put that on, stash it away. Save it for a Padres road game. And it's memories that you will never forget. So it was awesome, man.
Yeah, that's an amazing summary of that experience. Manny, that home run, he could not have hit that ball better.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Right off the bat. I get it. It was not like high velocity. It was right down the middle. But you cannot hit a baseball better than that. And I believe it hit the back wall of the stadium.
It
did. So, yeah, and Padre, could you hear? I'm sure you could hear in that stadium Padre fans going absolutely nuts.
Oh, it was nuts. And you heard the ball when it hit the back of the stadium. Because that left corner, left field corner there, like there's nothing there. It's just a walkway. And then you have literally like the dome that's there. So it literally hit against that. It was just so loud. Padre fans are going crazy. A lot of Dodger fans, some of them already left. The American ones. But the Korean Dodger fans and Japanese Dodger, they were there through and through. But I don't blame American Dodger fans for leaving because the traffic there in Korea is unlike no other. So the subway system is the way to go in Korea. It's actually really great. But yeah, that the sound and the fans, they went nuts when Manny hit that home run.
Yeah. During this series, that whole Shohei Ohtani thing was happening. There's still stuff coming out and Shohei was speaking recently and all that. Did you feel that at all? Like in the stand, was that a topic of discussion? Because it was happening like right during this series.
No, you know what? Not at all. To be honest with you, folks were just in tune and tuned into the game, specifically fans from Japan and Korea. They were there for Ohtani. They love Ohtani and Ha-Sung Kim. You know, American fans, I heard it. They were talking once the Padre fans were giving some friendly banter before the game, the Dodger fans, you know, talking about placing bets but on this game. But all in all, you know, Ohtani is generational talent. He's one of the best players in baseball. You know, I don't know what's going to happen with that. But, you know, I'm just hoping in the end, the truth comes out because that's what's best for baseball.
Yeah. And this title of this show, Getting Excited for Padres Opening Day 2.0. Part of that excitement is Jackson Merrill. And I thought spring training looked good. First two games that have mattered, thought he looked good. Hard contact, hasn't looked, you know, bad in center field. I know he hasn't gotten a lot of action, but looks solid there. Athlete. This is going to be one of the big things Padre fans are watching this year is Jackson Merrill's rookie year. Him wearing Khalil Greene's number is just, that makes me smile. That's amazing. What are you expecting out of Jackson Merrill this season? Like, how excited should Padre fans be about this guy?
I think his first at bat in Korea tells you everything. When Xander Bogaerts moved over to third with that hard hit ball to center field, right? And this guy doesn't strike out a lot. He makes contact with the ball. He's aggressive. Just his attitude, man. He's an individual that understands the importance of things he does on the field, but also off the field. He's in tune and in touch with fans. He's accessible. This guy is in the clubhouse or in the gym and one of the last ones to leave. From what I hear, he is one of the last ones always to leave. He recognizes that, you know, he's not going to be there. He is confident, which is what you need, right? You need the confidence. You need the swagger. But he understands that he needs to put in the work, and he shows it. He doesn't need to talk. His actions show, And in that second game, just look what he did, right? I think his defense is definitely going to come along. You know, him being a shortstop, being versatile, he's able to move. He's able to break on the ball, which you can see.
Yeah.
But Jackson is, to me, this guy is 20 years old. He's generational talent. He's ready for the big leagues. He didn't need to be in double A or triple A. This guy is ready. He understands. His players understand. Tatis, of course, gave him the endorsement himself. So what I love about this clubhouse is that you have younger generational players with talent like Fernando, but we also have veterans such as Manny Machado, who was groomed in the Orioles system, right? Where he had Adam Jones, like, you know, giving him tough love, right? And Manny Machado is going to follow suit with that. That's what he's doing now in the clubhouse. He's giving these guys, young kids, tough love, but he's accepting them. And that mixture of Manny, Xander, you know, and also a Graham Pauly, to me, that's a game changer. When you have a ball club with just a bunch of young players, that may be that's a little troublesome there. But when you have a good mixture of veteran players, you know, players that are making big money, but also players that want to get that big contract, and players that are coming up from our system, it's an awesome mixture. And Mike Schilt at the helm, I think, is key. Just the way he interacts. And I was watching him during batting practice. He's talking to everyone. He's walking around. He commands that ballpark, the field, and folks are tuned in. They're watching him. They're listening to him. And he's accessible, and he's talking to everyone. He gets along with everyone, but he has that presence. He has that aura where he means business. Like, no one is going to F around with the Padres. Like, Petco Park is our home. We are going to take care of our home field advantage, right? And that's what I see with this club, is that now I feel like there's this identity. They're in tune. And I'm just excited for this season. I think we had the right people in place. But Jackson Merrill has everything. His family is amazing as well. So he has that support system back home. I mean, he has everything. It's just like a young Leo Dallas de Vries, right? He has an amazing support system back home. The scouting department for the Padres is amazing. Like, these guys are finding talent, not just talent. Talent encompasses much more than what you do on the field. It's what you do off the field. It's your makeup of your family, right? It's how you deal with things, you know, in the media, you know, even how you deal with things on social media. Like, how do you and so I think Jackson is going to be that dude, that stud in center field. And I think he has a great chance of being rookie of the year in the National League.
Yeah, especially when he's playing every day like this, because he's going to obviously get that opportunity. And if he keeps swinging the bat as well that he has with that approach, I don't think that he's going to be sitting in the ninth spot the entire season. So he'll get more at-bats, more of an opportunity. If the Padres are playing well, he'll get that spotlight a little bit more on him as well. And who is that main competitor? Like, you point to Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Well, if that one Korea start is a sign, I mean, he's not going to be doing as well as some were thinking that he was going to do right off the bat here in Major League Baseball, where with Jackson Merrill, sure, it's spring training and then these two games in Korea, small sample size, but he's really impressing me, you, impressing everyone. And maybe some fans got tired of the Jackson Merrill hype pieces in spring training. Like, that was the big, it just felt like it kept coming. But I don't think that it was like something the Padres were saying, okay, do this, hype up Jackson Merrill, hype up Jackson Merrill. It's clear that he has that. And I feel like we saw with the Manny home run, the dugout video, the shot of them, that reaction, and Merrill was right there, right at the top with Bogarts. And it just feels like there's that togetherness. That's moved me into this topic of togetherness, this team. And that's been talked about as well. And maybe some fans are waiting on that because it's the beginning of the year. And let's see what happens when they're on a 5-game losing streak. And that's definitely fair. But I'm seeing something a little bit different this year, that togetherness. That, yeah, we are underdogs, but we're in this. We're going to win it for Peter. We're going to win it for the city. We're going to win it for us. It's not about egos and all that. It's about doing the job that we're here to do, and that's to win.
No, and what I observed during batting practice is exactly what you want to see, is every player on the field, folks showing up early, right? What I'm hearing is that There's an intent. There's this military style of a clubhouse in which you're not on time is not, you know, on you're late if you're on time. Being early is the way to go, meaning you're showing up 15 minutes early. If you're supposed to be there at 7, no, I'm there at 6:45, right? Whether that's you showing up on a bus, whether that's you showing up to BP, whether that's you just being there for team workouts, I see camaraderie. I see a team, and I see there's just this trust factor. And you can see it just by how they're talking, you know, how they're speaking, how they're mingling amongst one another. And again, that mixture, and I think they're holding each other accountable. That's what you're hearing a lot, is accountable. Accountability, all the way from Machado, you hear it from his mouth, all the way down below, is accountability, is showing up, being there for the team, trusting one another. And again, it starts at the top. It starts at the top. We have, you know, from, I would say it always starts at the top from ownership. It does, right? It's like a snake. If you don't have, you know, an ownership group that's in tune, and that's in sync, that's following through the vision of Peter Seiler, and that's what they're doing, is they're still following. They're maybe not spending $250 million, but there was a process, there was a vision all along of what they wanted to do. We know where they weren't going to spend like that. But Mike Schilt at the helm, man, is totally a game changer. And I just think, again, when you have the right folks in the clubhouse, just like in the military, which I'm used to, I've seen, there's this structure, there's this sense of normalcy. They know the routine. They know they got to be here at this time, or else this is what's going to happen. You're going to be held accountable. And that's what I'm seeing. This is not only in the Padre system. This is also in the farm system, where I'm seeing this military-like structure where we're going to hold you accountable. You're going to show up early. You're going to lead by example. And that's leadership, right? It's not you talking and doing things. It's you doing it. That's all you got to do. If Manny Machado is showing up early and being there, Xander Bogaerts, the young studs are going to follow through. They've got to.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you've seen it with other sports. You've seen it with other teams. Like, if this star player is working his butt off, he's showing up early, he's doing the extra stuff, you have no excuse to not do that as well. So yeah, setting that example, I think, is huge. I wanted to talk about Peter Seiler more too. I went to the Celebration of Life. Fantastic. I mean, Eric Kutsenda got emotional. Don Orsillo got emotional. AJ was telling great stories. Mike Schilt was firing me up, firing Padre fans up with how he was talking about wanting to win for Peter as well. I saw that there was the PS with the heart in the Padres dugout now. So it's also, it's like every time that they're going to grab that bat, it could be August when it's the dog days of summer, dog days of the season, and maybe they're not playing the best baseball, but it's like right there, PS, you're playing for him. You're playing for those type of fans that really care about this team. You're playing for San Diegans. What would Peter Seidler want you to do? What would Peter Seidler do if he was in your shoes? Would he just go up there and, you know, not give his full effort on the at-bat? Would he not lock in for these fans? No, he would. And he did that through his actions outside the ballpark, inside the ballpark, his actions, just everything, him caring about the city of San Diego and the Padres. So hopefully that's going to rub off, not just at the start of the season, because it's one thing to do it at the start, but throughout the entire year. And not just this season, but the rest of our lives, the Peter Seidler effect.
His investment in the team says it all, right? Mm-hmm. A man like Xander, Fernando, Manny Machado, a Joe Musgrove, a you, Peter believed in all these guys, these veteran guys. And these guys were the staples, you know, the staples to this ball club. Like, we're going to build around you. I have this, I'm putting this trust in you. You know, I'm investing in you because I believe in you. And that's in the back of their head, right? Like, play through this contract, right? If I'm getting paid $300 million, $280 million, I got to do this for myself. I got to do it for the city, but I got to do it for Peter because he believed in me. And Peter did so much again. He did so much for the players, but he did so much for the community, man. With so much he did around homelessness, folks don't talk about that enough. I'm starting to hear folks talk about it, but the things he did around the community, folks don't hear about. Like, this guy would literally talk. I've seen it myself. He would talk to folks on the streets about homelessness, just normal person. And he wouldn't stand up, right? If there was someone like sitting down on this, he would literally go to his knees and talk to them and talk about homelessness. Like, what is it that we can do better? He was so solution oriented. He just wanted to get folks off the streets. And if you can't do it for a man like that, then man, you don't belong here in San Diego, right?
Yeah,
this guy was a visionary. He was a leader. He was a humanitarian. He was San Diego. When you think of Mr. Padre Tony Gwynn, right? That's a legend. He'll always forever be Mr. Padre. Peter Seidler is a man. He's totally up there with a man like Tony Gwynn, which he changed direction, you know, of this ball team, this ball club, where we're talking about Padres baseball. They're nationally on ESPN, MLB Network. It's not just the Dodgers. It's not the Yankees. It's Padres baseball. And we owe a lot to Peter for believing in the city and for believing in this team and investing his money. And not just Peter, the ownership group as a whole has done so much. But I think definitely these players have that in the back of their head. They're thinking about Peter during every AB, whether it's opening day or the dog days of summer. Like, these guys are grinding out ABs knowing that we got to do it for him.
For sure. You mentioned Tony Gwynn there. Gallagher Square, there was the opening there, that ribbon cutting. And there's the cool Tony Gwynn tunnel that they have. And there's going to be a 6-minute, I believe, video with highlight audio that they're going to be looping. Tony is facing Trevor. What do you just think of what you've seen? Gallagher Square, the pictures, the videos. I don't know if you're at any of the exhibition games, yeah, but just what do you think of what that looks like right now and how that's going to be for fans?
I think it's amazing. What I think of, first of all, it's a 20-year, right? It's a 20-year anniversary. But what it comes down to is always this. It's money. Because what they're able to do now is actually get more general admission tickets during ball games. So this actually could increases the capacity of Petco Park. So there's still actually single game season tickets available for opening day. General admission, which is $70, if folks don't know. You can get into Petco Park, $70. But the platform itself, remember, everything before was pushed up, right, against that stage. So what this allows folks to do, because that property, Gallagher Square, is not only owned by the part of the Padres, Petco Park, it's owned by the city. mm-hmm. right? So because folks have access to it. So you're catering to downtown, the city, the folks that live there, but you're also catering to concert goers, which I've seen. So you see that big cement area where they have the pickleball courts.
Yep.
It's larger, where you have standing room folks during concerts. The grass, the turf is pushed back a little, but there's a nice, it's a nice little hill, right? With these concrete terrace levels where folks can sit. The terrace level deck where TG is at is awesome. A much better view of, you know, inside Petco Park. The kids play ball field is awesome in the back corner where you enter, and just the kids park and dog park. So it's not only about, it's about money, but I think they put a lot of thought into it. And of course, noise mitigation measures during concert for folks that live downtown.
Right.
I think they did a lot. It was a $20 million investment. I think it was worth it. It's going to pay itself off quickly. They're going to sell much more tickets for general admission tickets. You know, I don't even, do we call it Park at the Park anymore? There's a reason I think it's called Gallagher Square. Right? It's Gallagher Square. It's accommodating Potter fans. It's accommodating concert goers. And it accommodates the folks that live downtown. I love it. I love how now you can visibly see, right, where Trevor Hoffman is and Tony Gwynn. A lot of folks didn't even realize that. That's how it was set up, was Trevor Hoffman pitching to Tony Gwynn. Mm-hmm. Now you have this path, and if you, at night, it's lit up, right? So it's lit up at okay. night where you can see, you know, oh, he's actually pitching to TG up there. And again, this is, so enhancing the ballpark experience is huge, right? You can't just stay, you can't be stagnant and do nothing and think you're going to improve the experience, because a lot of ownership groups across Major League Baseball don't do much after building a new, like, Petco Park is constantly doing something every year. Not even that. You got the new Agave Club. I don't know if you check that out. The Agave Club is your, if you get a ticket to that, you get free drinks, you get free food. That's another awesome part of Petco Park. And also the food that they're bringing in, right? They're bringing in more pizza this year. And it's not just food. These are local establishments in San Diego, local businesses allowed to, you know, sell their food at Petco Park. Is awesome. So you got more food coming in. There's just a lot of things. Eric Grubner is doing an amazing job, you know, with running this ball club and being the CEO at the helm. I just think every year there's going to be something new. But Gallagher Square is much needed, and it's definitely going to bring in more revenue for the Padres.
All right, let's talk about Thursday. Tomorrow, home opener. What a day. What a weekend. 4-day stretch this could be. For San Diego sports, we got Padres home opener 1-10 against the Giants. Hopefully they get a win there. Then San Diego State after that. There'll be a watch party at Petco Park for those that have tickets. You can stay, watch the game on the Jumbotrons. And then Friday, obviously, Padres Wave, San Diego Wave play at Snapdragon on Friday night as well against Seattle. You can get tickets on San Diego Wave's website, on their social media pages. Click those links there. Naomi Girma will be throwing out the first pitch on Saturday at the Padres game. Then the Aztecs, I believe they would be playing this weekend as well in the Elite Eight game. I could be wrong on that, but if they win, I believe they're playing again in Boston over the weekend. So this could set up to be a huge weekend. It also could suck on Thursday, but it could be an amazing weekend. What are your plans? You can promote what you're doing pregame on opening day or home opener tomorrow. It should be a fun weekend.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be a big day, man. We're actually, we're opening day to me should be a national holiday, right?
Yeah.
Like everyone's off. Like, just like voting day, I feel like everyone should be off, have the opportunity to vote. When it's Major League Baseball opening day, we should all have the opportunity to go to a baseball game, whether it's at the ballpark or at home. But yeah, we're actually got a lot of things planned, man. We're actually going to, a group of my friends, we call it the Padre life, right? Where it's a bunch of dads, Padre fans getting together. We're throwing an opening day party at our place, which is right next to Petco Park. So it's an amazing bar. It's not just a bar as a venue. They have food. We're going to have giveaways every hour starting at 9 a.m. So 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 a.m., 12 p.m. We're going to have giveaways every hour. So bobbleheads, you know, straw hats, which you know, from FOCO, a bunch of memorabilia, just different things. We're going to actually have a limo giveaway that's up to $500. just I'm missing a bunch of things, but we're doing that every hour. We're giving away a couple things at our place. So, and if this is organized, this is just us organizing it. This is, there's no money involved. We put forth everything. You know, this is just diehard Padre fans, day one fans from the beginning, supporting our team, just wanting to get together at a location before the game. And folks that don't have tickets, just stay there and watch the game as well. But once it's noon, we're going to head straight to that ballpark so we can catch the pregame ceremony. So I'm excited for that, man. And after that, of course, the Aztecs game. So if we get a Padres dub, you know, another thing I'm excited to see tomorrow, I'm excited to see Blake Snell. I messed with Blake. I said, Blake, I need something Padres related. So one of your last things that you had, whether it was a glove or a ball, something Padres related. Give me one of your old jerseys. So I'm hoping to catch him at the ballpark tomorrow. I want to see him. I'm always rooting for that guy, just not when he faces the Padres, of course. Hope he gives up five jacks. His ERA.
Have one of those outings where he's going three innings and he's walking seven guys.
Yeah, right. Every other game I'll root for you, but not against our Padres. But yeah, and then after that, man, the Aztec game. So again, like you said, this could be one of the big sports days back in the days where you had Padres and Chargers, I would always say. But, you know, as of late, this is definitely, you know, since the Chargers left, one of the biggest days in San Diego sports. You know, if the Aztecs can defeat Padres victory, Aztecs victory in Boston against number one UConn is, those guys are tough, man.
Yeah.
I heard someone say that the worst NBA team can't even beat UConn, which is totally not even true. But UConn is, they're set up, man. Those guys are scary. But again, the Aztecs did it last year. They upset number one Alabama. It was Alabama, right? Yeah, it was Alabama.
Yep.
So I feel like they can do it again. Why not? And if we get a victory after that, downtown is just going to be crazy. You know, Petco Park is. I love how the Padres are keeping it open to Padre fans after the game. You remember, were you there during that game last year?
I wasn't there, but I did see the Tony Gwynn Jr. reaction and the fan reaction. Yeah, that was amazing.
So check this out, man. I was there because you could hear them. They were doing the announcements at the same time. We were playing the Rockies that game.
Yeah.
I remember Bud Black. I was on the first row in the Loge level. So, man, that was scary if I were to fall over, right? Lamont Butler's going down. You can hear it. He hits the shot. Boom. You know how you get that adrenaline rush where you jump up? Uh-huh. And like you're screaming, man, I collapsed. I fell down and I thought I was going to fall over. I had to fall back. And like, I'll never forget that day, but San Diego was just lit, right? Like San Diego sports that day, even though it was a tough, season for our pod, it was just awesome. So I'm hoping that we can, reciprocate that tomorrow with an Aztec victory. But yeah, and also tomorrow, I think we're going to be on Fox 5 tomorrow. For some Padres pregame, talking about Padres baseball and R. Keys, which is an awesome musician here in San Diego that dropped a San Diego sports song anthem. But yeah, that's kind of what I got planned tomorrow, man. And I'll hold it down for you. I know you got some things going on, but I got you, man. I got you.
Awesome. Yeah. So this has been Mark Bartlett, Padres blogger. Make sure to check him out. Instagram. He's also on, I call it Twitter. I'm still going to call it Twitter. X, it just feels really weird. But he's on social media. Great, great Padres fan, diehard Padres fan. Everyone that watches this show, listens to this show, knows how much I love the Padres. This guy is right there as well. A reminder, by the way, some of the great partners of the show, Gaglione Bros, they are back in Petco Park tomorrow. Cheesesteaks, garlic fries, cheesesteak fries. Check them out. Breaking Tea, they've got some great Padres shirts as well. Click the link in the description there. Underdog Fantasy, 100% deposit match, up to $100 when you use the code TalkingFriars. Same code for SeatGeek, $20 off your first order there. So if you're going to one of these Padre games this first homestand, feel free to use that code. Click that link in the description. Mark, thank you so much for the time. I definitely appreciate it. And enjoy the day tomorrow, man.
Hey, and Ben, just to end it on a great, like, just a good note, if I can share. Yeah. For Peter Seiler, like, let's just do more in this city to help each other out, to be kind to one another. Us as Padre fans, let's come together, you know, for the cause, right? It's for the Padres. That's what it's for. It's about the city, you know, and just learn to embrace and love one another and live out, you know, Peter's vision, man. Like, that's what this season is for. It's for Peter. It's for, you know, even our lost ones that are no longer here. My father that's no longer here. Like, these are folks that are above that. I know they got our back. And I feel like 2024, man, is going to be the season. So let's go Padres.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Everyone, this has been episode 578, Talking Friars. Have a great rest of your day and enjoy tomorrow. See ya.